Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Hawk coming to you live. It is Friday night, 7/24/2020. Ladies and gentlemen, it's kind of interesting. But let me just say this. There is power in the blood of Jesus. That is the whole game now, is if you're not right with him. If you want to survive what is going to come, if you want to provide sanctuary and security, and to defend your family, your property, and your life, you're going to have Lord Jesus on your side and our Father in heaven. And I'm going to tell you what. If you repent of your sins to Lord Jesus and ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior, then you're going to have everlasting life with him in heaven. If you were to lose your life on this planet, and I will tell you what, that is the best deal in town. That is the going thing. You got nothing to lose but to give it a try, but be sincere. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you remember we talked to you about in the past, I talked to you about some very interesting goings on when we were out there in California, and we were ready for the launch coming out of Cape Canaveral. Remember that? Remember we talked about the Loon balloons? The, allegedly, the Chinese company that secretly owns the balloon platforms, the Loon balloons that are essentially or allegedly Google, alright? But these Loon balloons, and they're all just so nice and everything. Well, I'm gonna tell you what, a couple of them, were launched up out of, Oklahoma, and now they're over Mississippi at about 60,000 feet. And what they're doing there is they're watching the entire Gulf Coast. And we're not watching for hurricanes necessarily. What they're looking at is at all of the military bases and vacuuming up all of the traffic, including all of the signal intelligence, all of the signals and radio traffic and all of the stuff, cell phones, sat phones, everything coming out of Houston where their consulate is being let go. So I'm going to tell you what, this is a warning for the no such arsenics out there, the no such agency, that you better be on your job because the Joint Chiefs and all those people are probably out getting a golf course or doing something like that right now. And while y'all are trying to play games and play old time saber rattling with the Red Chinese, and people will say, well, they haven't launched any new sats up over the deal. They're not doing anything. Yes, they are. If they secretly, allegedly, secretly own the Google balloons, the Loon balloons, which, as you recall, in the last scenario we told you about, we had one that moved, and we actually sprang up out of there after calling it to the attention of the proper authorities to defend the United States. Now you got two over Mississippi. You had another one come out of, northern Oklahoma and went down there. And then another came out of northern Indiana, went across over into the Appalachian Mountains. So CIA, NSA, DIA, Pentagon, DC, all of you people there, the Chinese now have a satellite at a near space orbit of 60,000 feet under the guise, allegedly under the guise or plausible deniability of a Loon balloon, Google Loon balloon, ha, ha, ha. But what they're doing is they're able to vacuum up all of your traffic. They're able to overwatch all the military bases, including Hampton Roads, Norfolk, Oceana, all the stuff there. All of the bases right there in that Virginia, Maryland, D.C. area. They're overwatching all of it and gathering up all of the stuff. And you've got a satellite, even in a better position, that can also see all of your planes take off, all the different things, and pick up on the traffic. So I'm warning you, NSA, watch what's going on. The last time we told you, you set up a couple RC-135s or whatever they are, the spy plane type things. The boys wanted to get back to Texas quick because they had go to the choke and puke and go to the, you know, the dance hall that night or whatever. So they said, nothing there, just a loon balloon. We kept up with it, kept doing it. You set it up and Hunter Hawk jumped the F-35 jump jet. I like the name. And that came out of a weird airstrip out just out in the country outside of San Antone, west of San Antone in some little country strip or maybe off just a dadgum paved road because they jump right straight up in the air. And you set that up and something happened after checking it out. And then that loon balloon of the Red Chinese that was heading quickly to go to try to interrupt the launch of Cape Kennedy or Cape Canaveral, if you recall. Well, now we got the Houston consulate being emptied out of the Chinese spy nest, which I've been telling you about for years down there, about how they were hitting the chemical plants, the plastic plants, the refineries, all of that, plus stealing all the stuff. And I'm going to tell you something else. This is how you quickly get a spread of perhaps a newer strain of the COVID-19 that erupts immediately from Jacksonville, Florida, all the way out through California, along the coast. Now, so we got two up over Mississippi. Why two? Well, one looks towards Florida and handles all of that. And all the military bases and the Pennsylvania Naval Air Station, all the different things down in there and in Alabama, Mississippi, and then on over the other handles all over to Texas and all of that. Now, if you got a Red Chinese sub or two, or even a Russian sub, but a Red Chinese sub or two in the Gulf of Mexico, particularly with the hurricane, nobody's looking for them necessarily, the oncoming storm. But if they're down there, they could surface up a little bit or put a buoy up, just a small little buoy, and catch all the signal download from those allegedly Red Chinese-owned loon balloons, the Google loony balloons, oh la 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 la, okay? They're platforms with all kind of electronic instruments on it, all the signal intelligence, and also could possibly have portable electronic warfare type systems, okay? We talked about that last night, how bazooka size could take out a helicopter. Well, we've had a few of those happen. And the Joint Chiefs don't even think any of that's possible because they're a bunch of dumb butts. And all they want to do is get their big pensions, get rid of Trump, and go to war. Well, here's your war, boys. But the Red Chinese are just liable to kick your butts. You better get the NSA toot sweet on the case, and you better get up there and see what's going on. They're over Mississippi right now. I'm going to leave it up to you and tell you where do you figure out where they're at. They're about 60,000 feet or so. At 60,000 feet, they can see a long way. They can back up all your traffic. They're probably listening to the feds and all of the people in Houston talking about what tactics or strategies they're going to use to try to force the Red Chinese to clear out of the dadgum consulate. They're probably listening to you right now. How can they do that? Chinese chips! Chinese chips! Oh, they're the cheapest ones, the bestest ones for the cheapest money. Oh, well, we buy the Japanese chips. Well, where do you think the Japanese chips are made? Oh, well, they're made in Indonesia. Where do the Indonesians have theirs made? They get them made in China. Dummies! The Chinese, in effect, the Red Chinese, in effect, have three satellites up nearer, closer to the Earth, so they can even be more effective, all with plausible deniability. And you better put some Hunter Hawks up, better put some F-35Bs, jump jets up, and just, go, oops, Fox One, ha ha, there you go, bingo, Fox Two, oh, I slipped again, bingo, oh, Box 3. Oh, well, Appalachian Rain. CIA, they're listening to you right now. The Red Chinese got a spy set up directly looking down on you. They're garnering all of your traffic. Because you guys ain't what you used to be either. And you can go against the regular people in the United States. You can run a coup d'etat against President Trump or against President Kennedy, for that matter, all right? You can run your coup d'etats all day long. You can work for the New World Order and the Luciferians and the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, Ternun, Texas, the Orsinis, all the different ones, allegedly, that form up the black nobility and all of the stuff. Black Lives Matter, yeah, the black nobility. Right. And that ain't Jesse Jackson, okay? Although he's a 33rd degree Prince Hall Mason. So consequently, allegedly is anyway. So consequently, what are you guys gonna do? You better scramble something. You better go up and take a look, because right now they're downloading all the stuff. And while you're busy with the hurricane that the Red Chinese sent in on you, they got another one coming up, and they got another one in the West Coast going through the Hawaiian Islands. Is that going to blind you there at Kona and all that stuff and all the big base that don't exist that was in the movie, you know? The big movie that showed the deep, deep NSA base in the big giant, caves, or the, volcano, caves, you know, where the lava tubes and all of that stuff. So I'm gonna tell you again, ladies and gentlemen, the Red Chinese could, be directing certain things. They could even, take a signal, get the signal, send it to the sub. It could be the signal from Red China to tell the sub to launch. They could launch and go pop the cork and go bingo, bango, bongo and do the EMP and destroy the power grid of the United States in less than about 10 minutes. All right? How would that be tonight if that went down? And I'm not saying that it is, but it is a possibility. Is that what you want to do, NSA, while you guys are playing the big bad games and trying to protect all the stuff where the CIA and the DIA and the EIEIOs all tried to take Trump out or still trying to take him out as president? And meanwhile, you got William P. Barr, who I believe, in a sense, by covering up and slow-walking this whole thing with BS, you know, Bull Durham, bullshit Durham, which nothing's coming out. Now you're starting to see Jim Jordan and Hannity and Meadows and a lot of people, and Sarah Carter and John Solomon and Greg Jarrett and all the people that broke all this information a year ago. There was enough information in 2019 to indict Comey, to indict McCabe, Brennan, Clapper, and even likely, after questioning, to indict Biden and Rice and also several others, Yates and Obama, plus all the Orrs and all the ones on down the line, Strzok and Pages, and all of them, Kleinschmidt, Kleindienst, whatever the guy's name is, that forged all the FISA warrant stuff. The guy that actually did it, he's not the one that ordered it. So consequently, you know, I mean, it's a scenario where you're just sitting there and you guys are on Friday night, you're thinking about where you're going to go to have a beer on the COVID trail where bop, you know. And you ought to be looking after the United States of America. You ought to be looking after the defenses here and not paying quite so much attention in the South China Sea, because what's going on now is what they're going to do to us rather than what you're going to do to them. Oh, yeah. Now, look at that. You know, I just clicked on a screen, and I've got a double screen here. Okay, guys, you're listening to me, aren't you, huh? Listening to me pretty good, I guess. Oh, yeah, that just disappeared, didn't it? Yeah, people, I had a screen that was doubled up. They had two different ones. They had their screen and my screen on my viewer right here, okay? So they're listening. So you guys quit listening to me, watching me, and seeing what I'm up to, and you better go get some stuff up to look at the two Loony Balloon platforms, the Google Loony Balloons, allegedly owned by the secretly by the Red Chinese military, who have got two in place satellites basically up, overlooking and grabbing all your traffic and watching all your stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, they could even watch any kind of ships coming out of anywhere on the Gulf Coast. The one on the East Coast over there, over the Appalachian, can watch all of the traffic coming out of Hampton Roads, Norfolk, Virginia Beach, all of that. They can also watch all of the air traffic because they're sitting up there right in near space at 60,000 feet, okay? They got a ability to see a long distance, and they got cameras, and they got all of the latest and greatest stuff. And they may also have some ability to zap you with a little bit of a portable. How do you get the portable? Solar array powered, you see? Solar array powered. A little zap, bap, and there you go. There's your EM for some kind of a plane or something coming up. So don't send the two guys from Texas who wanted to get back to the dance hall the last time, and after we told you that again, you did send up the jump jet from out in the country, boys. NSA, you sent your clandestine jump jet up. You took the problem out because you knew that we were right. We were telling you the truth. So we're telling you the truth one more time. We're telling you the truth one more time, and that we're in danger right now, and you ought to scramble something and get it up there. And you got another one over the Appalachians that originated in North Indiana somewhere where you ought to check that out, where it came from, and the so-called, you see, wobbly, wobbly, loony, balloony is the Google. And meanwhile, they're grabbing everything. They're not going to allow you to do anything. They just sent you to the backup site of the seed bank, Brother Steve Quayle, stevequayle.com. Go up there and look at it, stevequayle.com. The story about how they sent the seed packets into Utah, into Canada, and different places. Well, the place they sent a lot of them in Utah, these seeds apparently are like the Terminator seeds. And they create fungi and bad juju that will eradicate all the plants around them. I even remember, to be honest with you, I'm thinking about it, that's a webbot hit from about, 12 or 13, 14 years ago. It's a webbot hit from them talking about some fungus that was coming to come onto the planet and eradicate a large portion of the crops. Now, we have been fighting the Red Chinese in China because somebody, the MMV or somebody, has sure been putting a little flooding on their problems and giving them and keeping them busy. Now, if you want to really do it, you ought to tickle that Three Gorges Dam, tickle it with the frequency. I don't know what the freak is, but there's got to be a freak that you pulse a little bit up and down. And maybe you do a harmonic, you know, in two different areas of the thing, a lower and a higher harmonic, and see what happens. And maybe that just still releases, and they got a 600 million people problem. But out of the Red Chinese scumbags at the top, that just means they get a raise. That means they've only got, 500 million people left? That's no problem. You see, ladies and gentlemen, this thing is about ready to go up, and whoever's doing this right now had better understand that those things are up there. You have an unconventional source, once again, who's telling you the truth based on deep background information of somebody who's still smart, somebody who can still find an enemy sub, somebody who can still find an enemy aircraft, somebody who can still find them based on traffic and different things, and being led by the Lord Jesus himself, the true CIC, as to where to look. So we're telling you right now, no such. Joint Chiefs, get off your dadgum golf carts, and you better get ready to go to war. If you don't have the will to go take it to them over there, then you darn well should defend this country. You're starting off on a good thing to get rid of the consulate. But where they really let you go, they let you play games, and they gave up the biology lady, the biology professor who lied about her stuff, who was another Chinese military microbiologist or whatever, up there at the San Francisco consulate. Well, that's the one they don't want closed, because that gives them access to the whole West Coast. Now, maybe they'll have to put some loon balloons up on the West Coast. To do the Google loon balloon. The doopa 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 doop. Oh, they're wonderful, wonderful. Oh, they'll help your Twitter birds. Oh, they'll help you Facebook. Oh, they just are wonderful. No, they're not. Get off the doggone social media. Just go to your regular emails. Quit wanting to get all the likes, because they're all baloney likes and dislikes. And read the newspapers online, you know. You can get too much information on the Twitter. You can be signed up to 1,000 different people, and you can't read it all, and you can't process it all. And half of one side conflicts the other half. As far as listeners out there tonight, you're going to have to be very understanding of what's going on financially as well. I just looked before I came on. Gold, $1,901.30. You know what it was last Thursday? It was $1,797. Now it's 1901. You know, silver back then was 1909, okay? And platinum was $818. Now, silver is $22.71, and platinum is $909. Do you have any of it? Well, before you get any of that, you better at least have 1 year of food put back, if you could get two or three. Or if all you can get put back is another day's rations, and buy an extra can or two of the disappearing Chunky and Progresso soups, the Chef Boyardee's, the Denny Moore beef stews, the roast beef hash. You got Mary Kitchen and Armor, all the different ones, the Spam, all the different things. You'd better be looking to do that. The regular canning supplies and the lids, and incidentally, you know, the modern new lids do not last as long as your grandma's lids did, or your mama's lids. They don't last as long. They pop up, and they can get you spoiled quick, because the geniuses didn't want you to put back food for as long as you thought you would, and they saw the run of canning supplies and said, oh, no, the American people are going to get prepared. You know, that Lady J down there and Mina and all kind of different people, and the highway people have been telling them all about canning, all right? Uh-oh, no good, no good, no good. Now, let me tell you something else. So while you NSA and all you boys are playing games this afternoon and not understanding that the Red Chinese have three new satellites with full capability of signal intelligence and possibly weapons capability, electromagnetic weapon-type capability, up above the Appalachian Mountains, overlooking all of the CIA world, Virginia, Maryland, D.C., all of that. And then you got two up over Mississippi, one looking over towards Mississippi, Alabama, over into Florida and all of there, and into the Carolinas. They can see completely over to there. And then the other looking to the west and going on around and looking at, all of Texas and all of that. And then they also, when they're up there, they could see, for instance, if B-2 bombers left Whiteman, they could see them come up. And when they went up to a distance and fly, they can see Barksdale and Louisiana. They can see all the different air bases, military bases, and see what's going on and pick up traffic. Because a lot of that traffic is going out over red Chinese chips in your radios. And then if nothing else, Obama, the lizard, Joker lizard, allegedly, he didn't allegedly, as far as I know, he did, in my opinion, allegedly he did, give about 1,400 to 1,500 brand new state-of-the-art U.S. military radios plus all of the NATO codes to the Russian Spetsnaz back a couple of years ago when he was still in. So there you go. There you are. You better get with it there, NSA and DIA and CIA and the EIEIOs and the NRO. You're up there looking. They got their satellites down here at 60,000 feet. And you ain't even looking for them down here. Because they're the loon balloons of happy days. Ha, 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 ha. Idiots, get to work. Now, meanwhile, what you guys are up to, apparently I got information out of Colorado that somewhere there, there's a little pictures of them of around Montrose, Colorado, not far from the airport there. That they've dug into a whole hill or a whole small mountain or foothill, and they've taken out the center of it to where it's got a half moon. Oh, it's got like a Muslim crescent moon surrounding it up top on the high end, and then you've got a fence going up, and then you got the grating and all kind of stuff. Supposedly they're making some kind of a base, and it's therefore to process because there's allegedly some kind of problem going into the groundwater, and it's a pollution control. Baloney, you're making a concentration camp. You're making a concentration camp there. You already got a guard tower up. You got gates and a fence. You got the high ground. All you got to do is put your 50 cal BMGs up there. You got to herd in the American people or the COVID bandits or whoever you want to put up in there. Whoever you're thinking about putting in there, Colorado, and U.S. Army, and the EIEIOs, what you doing in Montrose, Colorado? The people there are mad. I think they should perhaps peacefully protest your place there, maybe, huh? Maybe they should peacefully protest American citizens with rifles, hunting rifles, and shotguns should peacefully protest there and just march back and forth on an informational picket and say, why is it that the U.S. military or somebody is putting up a concentration camp near Montrose, Colorado? And if it ain't, it sure looks like it. So therefore, there you go. So we got problems with the financial world ready to blow. You got all this stuff, and meanwhile, little Fonchi, little Lord Fauntleroy. Did you see his big pitch? Shoot, he didn't even throw it to the plate. He threw it to like the, he threw it to the left of the on deck circle and, into the dugout. And he had to bounce that up there 3-4 times. Well, old Fauci has been wrong about throwing the ball down the plate for a strike several times here of late. And I heard him go on the air today because he's now the big hero. And the big star in saying that we won't be able to ever eradicate it. But when we get control of it globally with a vaccine, we may be able to knock it out. But then it might pop back up and blah, 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 blah. And we just have to get control of all of you. My opinion about you is the same when I told you when I saw him and Kedlak or Medlak or whatever. And they were on at 3 o'clock in the morning because they didn't want to show up at the regular daytime. They were on at 3 o'clock in the morning on one of those, C-SPAN channels. And they were talking to the, Council for Foreign Relations audience. And the lady from the CFR got something and said, now listen, you got to be careful the questions you ask, because where this is being broadcast on C-SPAN Live, so don't ask those secret questions. And those guys were like the two sneaky scientific people in the movie The Bourne Legacy, you know, the one where the guy can all of a sudden, he's like a Superman, okay? Not Jason, but the other guy, I forget his name, Jeremy Irons, not Jeremy Irons, but whatever the actor's name there is. The one where he jumps up and he goes up on the roof and runs up the side of the house. I can see how somebody being able to do that, by the way he did that. But anyway, where they had him on the blues and green chemicals, and then they showed the two guys meeting to create the super soldiers, and they talked about how every one of these conferences, you know, on this kind of stuff, they meet, and it's always the conference. And what did they use? Here's a question for y'all. What did they use to upload the new genetic material to the super soldiers, huh? Viruses were used to target specific genetic map spots. Ah! Are they going to do that with the vaccines? Are they going to turn you into the Biden Borg? Or maybe they're going to turn you into the Joker Cut AC Banana Land crew or something. Who knows? But there's additional information kind of starting to come out about the possibility of using these to alter DNA. So if they use the virus to do one thing, they use the vaccine to do another, because they're putting some portion of the virus in there to make the antibody, are they not? Oh, it's going to be a dead virus or a live virus. Well, we don't know, but it's up, 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 and just take it and take the jab. President Trump, do not allow them to give you the first one. I guarantee you that is not a good thing to do. What you ought to do is get Fauci, Burks, and all of the top EIEIOs of the medical world, and then get the big bankers and put them all in a row, and get the Pope and the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers, set them down, and then you make them take the first doses, randomly chosen from the middle of the vaccine pile by a private first class, and let him pick out the ones, and they'll take them and give it to him. See, if they take them, then if they do, then you get yourself in there and get one quick, you see. Then you know it might be good. But I'm going to tell you what. They're going to try to jam all this stuff down your throat and your veins. So you better be able to withstand and have food and water purification, water, other medical supplies. Boy, I wish I could go to France or somewhere that you could, you know, buy hydroxychloroquine right over the counter. Or one of those, steroids. I don't know, but the fact of the matter is that I read to you last night about the oregano oil out of Dr. Cass Ingram's book, Life-Saving Cures, Knowledge House Publishers. Dr. Cass Ingram, Life-Saving Cures, Knowledge House Publishers. About oregano oil made from the high carbacol content is 73% carbacol. Made from the Mediterranean high altitude specialized top quality, the finest oregano. Not the stuff you get at the local grocery store, but you get the stuff that's got to come out of the Mediterranean, because that's where it was originally called hyssop, allegedly. So anyway, I also would remind you that old Frankie Keys, Mezzo Silver, that the Red Chinese, when they had the original SARS outbreak in Hong Kong, that they started ordering pallet after pallet load of the Mezzo Silver in the 5-gallon Carboy, big Carboy, bottles, okay? And they kept pallet after pallet, and they said when they came to visit and sent a big time attorney to buy it for whatever he wanted for it and to keep him on as CEO and to run it for him for the next whatever number of years, they told Frankie that they credited it with taking out a lot of the SARS. Now, I can't say it would do COVID-19 because, you know, Fauci has talked about how easily it is to catch this and how diabolical it is and everything. Well, yeah, didn't you give the grant, the NIH grant, to the Chinese guy to graft on the HIV virus portion onto the coronavirus, too? No wonder it's easy to catch. It goes back to Dr. Garth Nicholson and the Gulf War illness. They made it easy to catch because Nicholson told me, I looked at him in the eye and said, hey, you know, this thing had a large portion of the HIV virus tagged onto it. It was the portion that tells the good cell, oh, we're so nice, let us in and we'll party. And then when they get in, they say, ha ha, we fooled you. Now we're going to kill you, cell, good cell. And then bingo, then you just had the Gulf War illness. I don't know, ladies and gentlemen. You want to keep old Hawk on the air, and I hope you do. Anything is most needed and welcome. Can be sent to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208, Hawk, 3965, West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Easiest for me, Federal Reserve notes, silver dollar, silver dime, silver quarter, whatever, a little bit of gold, check, okay, money order, good. Send it to Hawk. You can reach me by email, radiohawk777@hotmail.com. And then every time I do this now, I'm starting to get stuff that's got Chinese characters in it or Middle Eastern stuff or this, that, and the other, and I get 14 more Junior G-men out of the woodwork. The Lord Jesus points every one of them out to me, so just to let you know. And I don't always delete you, I just look at you. And let you die in the vine. To all the good people, you know that I can also know who you are, and the Lord points you out, and that I try to keep up with you and to give you an email every now and then, or you ask me a question, I answer the question. When I can. I can't answer every single one. So, ladies and gentlemen, you better get ready. And don't go into their Luciferian night without a fight. And one of the key things is, if you can't fight, if you're ill or if you're in sick or whatever, then if you have the ability to still stay in the game and if you have the ability to provide supply or logistics, if you know somebody that's got the pick-em-up truck or it's got the box truck that can load stuff up or supplies, if old Grandpa Joe's got 20, 30 extra firearms that he'd like to, sell, you know, or, pass out to the neighbor kids or to the, cousins, you know, that's C-U-Z-Z-I and cousin, you know, like a cousin Jeff Rowe or Lukey or whoever, but whatever, if he wants to pass them out, then maybe you can accommodate that. Maybe you can just have a cup of hot coffee and a hot meal of a chunky soup can for whenever anybody does end up in your backyard hiding in the cane break from the red Chinese I can't seem to shake. So I'm going to tell you what. My one buddy likes my singing. I guess a lot of people don't, but I do sing every now and then. Remember I sang Bring my gun and a handful of silver. By the water we will gather for the fight. It's been too many years and too many tears. They beat us before. Now we'll settle the score when our cannons will roar. Revolution. That's a real good kind of a quote from Steve DeBerg of The Getaway. DeBerg of The Getaway. Just a fair use kind of a thing. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, I've given the warning out. Telling you there, they also don't say anything about the Chicago consulate. The Chicago consulate, which is there to watch the entire Great Lakes area and the industrial base of all the Great Lakes, the Rust Belt, and also the grain pits and the grain and the corn and the soybeans in Illinois and Iowa and Indiana and, you know, all over the place there, you know. The dairy and stuff in Wisconsin and also all of the cherries and the fruit and stuff in Michigan. And also, you got a lot of gold and minerals and mining up there in Michigan, Wisconsin, Minnesota, you see. They've got all the grain and they're watching all of that, all right, controlling all of that. And then in the old days, according to, what was my buddy there, the old, I can't think of his name. The guy who was the real smart guy out of Chicago. Real smart guy out of Chicago. Let me just take a look here. I might be able to key that up. Anyway, he was the one that had the all of the... used to send him $5 and he would send you a full heavy packet of information. Then he got a website and he was the guy in the wheelchair. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Let's see. Well, I can't think of it right now. Can't think. Sherman Skolnick. There we go. Skolnicksreport.com. Sherman Skolnick. S-K-O-L-N-I-C-K-S. Old Sherman Skolnick used to talk about how the Red Chinese used to trade all of the corn and soybeans and stuff in the grain pits in Chicago, and they used to pay for it with China White heroin, and then that all came in there, and they buy the stuff up and down the Illinois River and then take it back out to Mississippi and ship it to China. But then their payment was made with the, allegedly, the China White heroin, and then that was then converted into dollars and put into the, laundered through the grain pits. Old Sherman Skolnick used to talk about that, who was involved with that. And allegedly, the Arbusto partners that had allegedly named the lead keys, you know, who also owned Stepan Chemical, allegedly, which allegedly was a company that used to take the cocaine product from the Coca-Cola or Pepsi-Cola, I think it was Coca-Cola, and then they turned that into medicinal quality cocaine. But they never apparently, allegedly, according to Skolnick, and he had a whole series about Coca-Cola and the bushes and all that kind of stuff. Somewhere it's still up on the web, SkolnicksReport.com, Sherman Skolnick. Anyway, it's getting to be about time to go to war. And while in the meantime, they've got their street people in Seattle and Portland, and they're going to be in a lot of other places too. And you remember how the Red Chinese were supplying the street gangs with AK-47s, and also, this is back in the 90s, and they also, although the customs people, the good customs people, intercepted the Red Parrot missiles, the Red Parrot shoulder-fired missiles that they were trying to give to the street gangs in Atlanta prior to that Olympics. That was stopped. All you new junior G-men and you millennials and Z's and whoever the heck you are, you better go up about three levels on the food chain and find some old saw bones up there who will tell you the truth. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, the Lord Jesus is the answer to this thing. And I'm telling you, if they get these seeds and people plant them, they start to eradicate all the other plants around them. You remember, allegedly, the people there, allegedly, in St. Louis area, remember when Tom Horn had one of his first things about the Antichrist and all of that, and it was an interesting scenario back about 2004, and it was done in a fictional setting with the UFOs and all of that. And you remember we came out with the Terminator seeds and all that kind of thing, remember? Now they were bad. Now they put this Svalbard, the seed storage factor, in case the Earth was nailed and depopulated. You had to reseed the planet and, you know, put a food supply out for the remnants of those people left that survived whatever is a-coming. And I cannot confirm independently the alleged asteroids going to come in with the supposed movement of Jupiter in a different position. Can't confirm that independently, but it would not surprise me. At the same time, there are some forces, the mighty men of Balor, who do have access to spacecraft, some of the best ones up there. And I know some of you are around. I don't know if all of you are back from the better exoplanet, the paradise planet. But some of you are, and I think some of you are knowing who the real enemy is. And the Joint Chiefs don't want to support Trump because they want to go with the Luciferian road. And I swear, you know, Miley, I tell you, that guy's got the blackest, darkest eyes I've ever seen. It's almost like he's been getting skull cracking stuff. What, he got the electromagnetic, you know, or the electroshock treatment or something. They're that deep of black eyes. It's like he's getting a mind whack, you know? I don't know. Is DARPA doing something to the Joint Chiefs? Do they clone them? Ladies and gentlemen, be prepared as best you can. Go out tonight. Firearms, ammunition. It's disappearing. It is almost non-existent. Almost non-existent. In the stores out there and online. If you don't believe it, then try to get some. And you'll say, okay, I'll order this. And it says, not currently in stock, not currently in stock, not currently in stock. Estimated time, 8 to 10, 12 weeks. Okay. If it ain't on the hoop, and that's why I recommend you go out locally and see what's on the hoop so you can put it in your truck or your car right now, whatever's left. And I'm going to give you a tip. Go to some of the smaller joints in the small towns. See if they've got anything left in the back room. Okay. The hardware stores, the small gun shops, you know, in the towns that are only 3,000-4,000 people, that kind of stuff. Go to the small guys, say, hey, have you got any? Go to the lesser big places and see what they've got. But on the other hand, the Cabela's, the, you know, the Shields, the Academies, the Gander Mountains, the Bass Pros, they have huge buying power and get more in all the time, but you're going to have to ask them when you go in, hey, do you have any 40 Smith & Wesson put back or 9mm or 45 pistol ammo put back? Even if it's not Hydroshocks or the good stuff, then get some ball, you know, if they got ball ammo. 22 long rifle, you better get all that you can. You better get a few different 22s. 22 rifle, not the 223. The only 223s I've seen are like $1,000, $1,200. They're real high dollar, high quality ones. If you can afford one of those, get one. But I don't see the 223 ammo, so you're going to be in a mess. Now people say, well, Hawk, you don't do blah, 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 you know, blah, blah. Well, I did a lot of this stuff back in 97, 98, waiting on the old millennium bug, you know? And that's when Lake City and all the people you could produce, you could get the green tips. You could get whatever tips you wanted. You can get all the ammo you wanted. But then I also saw back then, and even up when I first came on the air, I remember talking to old Captain down there in Tejas, and Captain said, hey, you know what the best investment I've seen this year was? This is back about 204. They said it's ammunition. It just went up 30%, you know? And the prices we were looking at back then, my goodness. If you could even get it for half that, if you could, you know what I'm saying? Twice that back then, you'd be better off than you are now. But you better get what you can get. Like they say, you know, in the band of brothers, I don't care what you do. You better beg, borrow, steal ammo, rations, whatever you can get, you know, because it's going to be a fight. And you better have a place to go, a hidey hole, a basement corner. Now, I'm going to tell you, you can look at the, Carson Kearney's How to Survive Nuclear War, and you can look at some of those shelters and stuff you can build in a basement or outside, even expedient type shelter, and then the expedient shelters, the car, the underground car garages, the different stuff like that, the sub basements in the home, the old storm cellars, all the different stuff. You better start figuring out what hidey hole you might be in. Just in case. And just in case you start to hear, asteroids or meteorites starting to pop. Or just in case that the lights go out and all of a sudden you hear World War 17 go off above you. And the zombies start roaring and rearing and rearing to go. And then also, at some point in time, we're going to see men's hearts be afraid for what will come on to the planet. Fear for what will come onto the planet, like perhaps fallen angels, demons, alien pond scum affiliated with Lucifer. The spaceship's landing and coming for you. Can you imagine if you see the ancient Anunnaki, who in the Sumerian bas relief sculptures and that kind of stuff, or tablets, they showed a lot of them as having a bird head with wings and a bird's beak, and wearing a wristwatch, you know? Some were as more humanoid, all right? But that could have been after a little bit of a reiteration on the genetics. Can you imagine that? Or can you imagine a Genesis 6 type giant, 12, 15, 20 feet tall, saying, pee, pi, po, bum, I smell the blood of, an Englishman. You know? And they can smell the blood. They can track you by that. Brother Steve Quayle's friend, the old Ultra Black 5-star general. Ultra Black 5-star general ran the Mighty Men of Valor. He said that those people can track you by the smell of your blood. All right? They know when you're with Lord Jesus, too. But then on the other hand, you can tell who they're with right off the bat. So whatever it is that'll be out there in front of you, you stick with Lord Jesus and listen to what he has to say to you. You say, Lord Jesus, I'm going to stand in the line wherever it is you want me and need me the most, Lord. Or if you feel that I'm better off to go to sanctuary with my family, tell me where to go, Lord Jesus. And you be ready, because he's just liable to say, dart in there quick and take your K-bar knife and slit the sinew out of the back of his leg and knock him down like the Romans used to. And then go to work on him with the knives, all right? And maybe you can confuse him a little bit with smoke, and maybe you can confuse him a little bit or start to work on him by putting a few solid copper slugs into him, you know? Because the copper doesn't do well with the Genesis 6 giants' metabolism. Oh, I see a lot of you out there, my friends, all over the country. And I know you're out there, and I think about you, I pray for you, and I know you pray for me. Oh, Dunlap, Iowa, all you good people, you know, McKinney, Florida, you know, Maine, Massachusetts, Tejas, Missouri, old brothers in the Kudzu up in Alabama. All over the place. Michigan. California. A lot of good people in California. My buddy in the old sent me the pictures there on that at Montrose. All the good people out there. The old Warren Soul Drive buddies. I'll tell you what, don't go into Luciferian Knife without a fight. I don't know what to expect or the exact timing, but I just know that it's soon. Come on. Soon, come on. Very soon. And I don't know what they're going to do if the Red Chinese refuse to leave in Houston. Supposedly the end of the date, you know, was 72 hours, was going to be somewhere today. But all I can tell you one more time, the Google loon balloons that are secretly owned by a Red Chinese company, which is owned, of course, by the Red Chinese military. The loon balloons that have a full array of signal intelligence equipment and possibly electromagnetic warfare stuff on it, powered by the sun, with the balloons at 60,000 feet, with plausible deniability and happy times, Google balloons are here again. All right. If you don't put up the Hunter Hawk jump jets out of the, you know, the country airstrips west of San Antonio there and go up and take a look. Maybe you got some others at a different, closer area that could go up over Mississippi. I ain't going to tell you where I could. I can tell you exactly where they're at. But they're at 60,000 feet, two of them. Don't go into their Luciferian Knife without a fight, ladies and gentlemen. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family and your home and your Bill of Rights. Fandango Rangers, I know you're ready, but the mighty men and women of honor strike blows with the high-tech weapons. Do a little tsunami work in the South China Sea. Don't make the Nimitz or anybody go down there or the Roosevelt or anything. Just let it happen. Naturally. Weather. All right. Roadway. The boy, you're out there, buddy. And you have a good night. Off the optic tonight, but get back on tomorrow. Brothers in the Lawrence Old Drive. Dan on up. Get into help. Ask Jesus.